mayhem of music. This is your host, Michael Carney, along with my co-host, Eric Medina. So, bringing you the finals of the Live Flare Bracket.
Yes, Mike. We are down to our last two artists, Bad Bunny and Shakira. What's your thoughts, Mike?
I don't know. This is kind of crazy. I mean, Shakira's great and all. I didn't expect her to make it here. Bad Bunny is, you know, powerhouse in the game. It's not much of a surprise he made it here. I really don't know what to expect out of this. What's your thoughts, Eric?
Yeah, I think we both knew it was a no-brainer that Bad Bunny was going to make it onto here. But for me, I honestly thought Selena was going to make it. But Shakira got it, and I'm happy for Shakira.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Shakira's great and all, but, you know, I feel like there's other artists who should have made it here. But you guys voted, and I guess you guys made the decision. Shakira was, you know, the one who made it here. This is crazy. Okay. Well, who are we starting with today, Eric?
The first song is by Bad Bunny. What's the first song?
It would be Yo Vista Así. I wear what I want.
Fantasías. Si fuera bombero, me vistiera de policía y le prendiera fuego al que criticaba si repetía. Y si yo quiero, la uso mil veces. Con el mismo mahón, todo se parece. La misma tela y mi piel ya no crece. Si quiero un flow nuevo, siempre que amanece. Cuello de tortuga con rayas y peces. Y el puto en el backpack, la combi flag.
Yo Vista Así by Bad Bunny. It's truly one of my favorite songs since I started listening to Bad Bunny. It means he wears what he wants. It's a big song, you know. It's a rebellious song.
Yeah, very good song. That song actually also plays in the Cheeto commercial, which is very, like, it even expands his viewing audience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think it's, you know, you don't see much of that in the, you know, Spanish music game, the Latin music, so I think it's good to mix of that and, like, you know, some pop punk.
Agreed.
Yeah, how do you feel about Bad Bunny going up against Shakira? You think he's got a good chance, or?
I think Bad Bunny is going to come up on top. He was the number one seed going in. I think he's going to be the number one coming out.
You know, I want to agree with you. I really think Bad Bunny should win this. I think Bad Bunny's the better artist here, but it's really up to the viewers, I guess, to vote on who they want. What do we got next, Eric?
This next song is it's a bit of a bag song. So try not to get in your bag, but it's called Si Veo Tu Mamá.
Get your tissues ready. That was Si Veo Tu Mamá, Tu Mamá by Bad Bunny. Pretty good song, but if you know the lyrics, it's, you know, kind of sad. Bad Bunny has a few songs in his collection that are kind of like that. You know, they got some sadness to them. We played Emma Foda last week. That was a pretty sad one. Yeah.
I don't know if it's breaking Bad Bunny's heart, Mike, but whoever that girl is, she needs to chill on my guy, you know.
I know these ladies need to, you know, give my guy Bad Bunny some, you know, time to rest. Okay, you want to give us a brief introduction to the next song?
Yeah, this next song is called Bendiciones. It's called, it means blessings, and he made this song during when quarantine first started, and he's really talking about how he's very blessed. Even though we're living in a pandemic world, he's just blessed to be in his position and be able to make songs as he's quarantined. It's called Bendiciones by Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I think the quarantine really had an effect on everybody. Different people dealt with it different ways. There was plenty of artists who made a lot of great music during the quarantine. Yeah, I feel like it was truly an inspirational and creative time for everybody.
Yeah, I agree, Mike, honestly.
Okay. Blessings by Bad Bunny.
Estoy aquí porque Dios tuvo planes conmigo. Gracias a usted y a los míos soy agradecido. Tumbarme a mí, mis enemigos no han podido. Ya estoy bendecido. Bendiciones para todo el mundo.
Blessings by Bad Bunny. Another banger from Bad Bunny. I don't know. I feel like Bad Bunny over the past year has had some great, you know, great pieces of work. He had a, you know, great album that came out that ended up winning the Latin Papa Grammy. Honestly, Bad Bunny's on a roll. I don't see why he wouldn't win it here, but you know, Shakira does put up a great matchup.
Yeah, like Bad Bunny has had so much success, and he has a bright future still, you know. Like,
yeah,
I think like with his Latin audience, you know, I feel like the Latin community definitely does come strong when it comes to Bad Bunny. But Shakira as well, man. You're right. You know, she has OG fans, and she definitely has some loyal fans as well.
Shakira also has quite the audience in America too, as she you know, made a lot of music in English.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
I wouldn't count out Bad Bunny though. I think Bad Bunny, you know, he had a song with Drake. I wouldn't count him out in featuring in some, you know, English music in the upcoming years.
Yeah, I think he has collabed with a couple. I'm pretty sure he collabed with Party Next Door. So I think he will collab with more like artists. I could see him collabing with let's see. I don't know why, but I see him collabing again with Drake. Maybe Lil Baby, man. You never know.
Yeah, getting involved in the, you know, the American rap game. You know, you never know. He, yeah, I mean, He makes some Latin trap, him and Anuel. You know, you could see Bad Bunny on some of your favorite rap songs, you know? I wouldn't count him out.
Yes, Bad Bunny is up next, or he is next.
Hey. What song do we have next, Eric?
Oy Cobra is the next song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. Bad Bunny, Oy Cobra. Ba. Ba. Ay, ay, hoy cobré, yo hoy mismo lo voy a explotar. Ey, el precio ni voy a preguntar. Ey, de la Gucci nadie lo va a notar. Ey, estoy burlado, me tienen que soportar. Ey, porque hoy cobré, yo hoy mismo lo voy a explotar. Ey, ey, el precio ni voy a preguntar. Ey, de la Gucci nadie lo va a notar. Estoy burlado, me tienen que soportar. Sigo metiendo pila que se les va a agotar. Sigo en el saque, yo no pienso rotar. Los reales con una mano los puedo contar. Tengo a los falsos en la mira, es cuestión de apretar. Brr, brr, y le dimos a Curry a Clay. Se cayeron con el stay, hacerle hustle en everyday. Y mírame, ahora soy rey. En Miami soy LeBron con el 6. Casiano en PR para el 9-6. No entiendo que tú dices, what do you say? Ay, ay. Ya entendí. Me está fronteando con una baby que ya yo le di. Fui pa' los Billboard, pa' los Grammy, y yo no te vi. Nah. Soy leyenda, ninguno ha subido como yo subí. Ey, 1,000,000 por show. Diablo, ya me fui, ey, ey. Manden a buscarme otro pasaporte. Ustedes meten la presión, pero en la corte. Dile a Pedro Navaja que tenga cuidado conmigo y no se corte. Que no hay quien me soporte y ya yo no uso prenda. Nah. Pero si me da la gana, me engancho todo el Polo Norte. Número uno, Billboard, ya envía el reporte. Los veo de lejos y ninguno tiene el porte para ser estrella. Nah. Tú sigues mis pasos, pero no llenas mi huella. Ah. Saben que estoy en la disco, cuando ven pasar más de 100 botellas. Porque hoy cobré y hoy mismo lo voy a explotar. Ey, el precio ni voy a preguntar. Ey, no la Gucci nadie lo va a notar. Ey, estoy burlado, me tienen que soportar. Ey, porque hoy cobré y hoy mismo lo voy a explotar. Ey, el precio ni voy a preguntar. No la Gucci, nadie lo va a notar. Ey, estoy burlado, me tienen que soportar. Ya, yeah, ya, yeah, ya. Yeah.
Hoy Cobra off of Bad Bunny's newest album. Eric, how well did that album, you know, hit the, you know, mainstream? I mean, we know it won a Latin pop album of the year, but you know, how did it have an effect in you know, some of the Latin countries?
Are we talking about YHL?
Yes, we are.
All right. Honestly, I think it hit. I know every Latin country was definitely proud of that album. I mean, that album was very good. By the way, those letters stand for Yo hago lo que me da la gana, which means I do whatever I want. If anyone was wondering. But that song, that album is actually really good, though. It has all bangers.
Yeah, honestly, and then, you know, I feel like it hit well in, you know, the English-speaking countries, too. I know, me personally, Bad Bunny has gotten me listening to some more Latin music than I ever did before. I originally started listening to Ozuna. That's how I ended up got into my Latin music kick, but, you know, for everybody, yeah. It's different.
Yeah, these Latin artists are definitely getting creative in how they're extending their audience. And, you know, even you know, you said you're listening to a lot of Latin music. I think that's pretty cool. It's getting very diverse out here in the Latin community.
I truly am impressed with the, you know, how they've taken effect. You know, and, you speak of somebody like Anuel, who's basically, it made trap music big in Latin, like the Latin music community. Now Bad Bunny, I feel like, has just refined that and made it even better.
I mean, I agree. You know, they're both, you know, both Latin trap artists. And if you had to choose, you know, Bad Bunny or Latin or Anuel, you know, you're definitely gonna go Bad Bunny. You know, like, I mean, what's your thoughts on that? If you were Bad Bunny or Anuel?
I completely agree. I think, you know, that right now I don't know if there's much stopping Bad Bunny in the Latin game.
No, I don't think there is, man.
There's not much competition.
Yeah, it's on top.
Okay, what's our final Bad Bunny song of the day?
Final Bad Bunny song is Vete by Bad Bunny.
Right here on Stone High School Radio. Bit of a technical error. Eric, you got any fun facts you want to spit out while I try and fix this?
Yeah, so just a little background about Bad Bunny, guys. So Bad Bunny actually started out working small jobs. You know, he was a small kid from Puerto Rico trying to chase a dream. And he grew up bagging and at a grocery store that he worked at. And while he was bagging, he actually came up with one of his brightest songs. You know, he made, I believe he was singing one of his current songs. I can't remember the song, but while he was working there, he was singing one of his songs out there back in Puerto Rico. Well, I thought that was pretty interesting for any dream chasers out there.
You gotta start somewhere. I know a lot of big Latin artists have came out of Puerto Rico. Is this true?
Yeah.
I mean, just to name a few, Bad Bunny, Anuel's from Puerto Rico, isn't that right?
Yeah, Daddy Yankee, who else we got?
Where's J Balvin from?
I think J Balvin is Colombian.
Colombia?
Yeah. Colombia also has a lot of great artists. I know we got Shakira, J Balvin, who else? Enrique Iglesias, I think, right? Or is he Spaniard?
I don't know. But I think I got it working. Let's get into this next song. Vete by Bad Bunny right here on Sterling High School Radio.
¿Espera cómo estás hablando? ¿Qué vamos a hacer con el niño? Tú eres la que querías tener niño, te recuerdo. I told you I didn't want to have kids and you're the one that wanted to have kids. ¿Fuera?
Quiero saber si tú te vas, mami, cuando tú quieras, cuando tú quieras, yeah, yeah. Vete, nadie te está aguantando y la puerta está abierta, no te preocupes por nosotros dos, nuestra historia ya está muerta, espero que seas feliz y que te diviertas, pero pa' que no vuelvas, no, 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 no. Nadie te está aguantando y la puerta está abierta.
Vete by Bad Bunny. You know, I think, you know, going into this, I really expected Bad Bunny to take, you know, first place, win the whole Latin part of the bracket, and I think he's going to do that. I think he will accomplish that. But, you know, we're done with him now. Let's move on to Shakira. As you mentioned earlier, Eric, that Shakira's, you know, a Colombian artist. She's hit mainstream in, you know, both markets, the Latin market and the English market. Now, I think she has plenty of great hits.
Yeah, she definitely hits both target audiences, English and Spanish viewers. And she does a really good job mixing it up because she's successful in both categories, you know. She has Tips Don't Lie in English. And then she has La Bicicleta or in the Spanish world, you know.
Yeah, and then she has songs like Whenever, Wherever that are both, you know. She's done a lot of songs in both languages. Today I want to try and focus on mainly her Spanish music, you know, as this is a Latin bracket. So to start us off, we got Gitanta by Shakira. La Torture by Shakira. Song talks about the torture that love can be. Make sure you guys are getting out there on Twitter at Knights Radio. Make sure you guys are going to vote for the polls once they drop. Should be dropping any minute now. Moving on, getting close to the end of our show. Let's finish out with some bangers from Shakira. We got Last De La Intuition. Coming to the end of our show. Make sure you guys are going out there to vote at Knights Radio on Twitter. Number one seed, Bad Bunny versus, I believe, the number six seed, Shakira. Make sure you guys also tune in tomorrow for the finals of the British Invasion bracket. They got, you know, Harry Styles going against Big Dog's Queen. Should be a very interesting matchup. I'd love to see how that goes. Finishing up, but you know, next week we'll have the end of our March Mayhem of Music. It's been a great ride, and we're gonna get to our last song by Shakira. Thanks for tuning in. We got Estoy Aquí. Enjoy.